Silver prices are at the highest value in 3 years. Cash in today. It might be your best chance. All right, it takes us to 8:31 on Tuesday morning. Coming up, we've got kind of a preview of the Scott County Fair, what they've got planned for today. But before we get to all of that, we welcome back Karen. How are you?
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah. My ticket out. I thought I had my ticket out of here, but no, I'm back.
Yeah.
Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You'll struggle with that all week.
It's nice and air-conditioned in here, and it's nice and air-conditioned in here.
So did you have to spend a lot of time outdoors?
Friday evening from about 5 o'clock to 10. Saturday, pretty much, I don't know, 10 a.m. through about 10 p.m., 9:30.
And where you were,
was Sunday was after church, so
cool, or was it hot?
Oh, it was muggy warm. It rained Friday, and then it got really kind of humid. Little breeze helped. Saturday it rained all day and stopped about 4:30. Had a break and then sprinkled a bit later.
And you were in Iowa, right?
Clear Lake, Iowa. And then Sunday was pleasant. I don't know if the cool with this whole front that was kind of Sunday we were, I don't know, 85-ish, which with a breeze and not a lot of humidity is so much nicer than, well, what we might get today. It's supposed to be, what, 102 with the heat index or something? I read
today? Really?
That's what my AccuWeather said last night.
I was thinking
if not, I won't complain.
Well, it was 80, I think the anticipated high was 87 today.
With the heat index of 100 and something?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that.
Okay.
85 is what I've got.
Oh. Well, yeah, not
in
the actual
Hazel,
temperature.
In Hazel, Texas, it's going to be 97 today, by the way.
See, that AccuWeather, I'm not sure how accurate it is. Right. It's the one that they kind of give you on your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one that tries to scare you, I think, is just in case. Yeah. Feels like 112.
I'm looking at stuff, I think, from the Weather Channel.
But, yeah, it's 76, partly cloudy, a little breeze.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning.
Right. I will not be daunted. I will not be scared.
That's right. W word today.
Okay.
Four-letter word, beginning with W, meaning missing the target. I will be amazed if you get it from that clue.
Missing the target.
Mm-hmm. Four-letter word beginning with W, meaning missing the target.
Well, I just wrote it and realized that the word I'm looking at has five letters, I think.
One, then two,
so, yeah,
then
this is,
three.
This is what I wrote.
No, that's not it. If you miss the target, you went...
Hee.
Yeah. No. I don't know how this... Yeah.
You're struggling for clues, too, aren't
this,
you?
This clue is terrible. That's what I have to say. We passed several semis that had this wording on the back about the load.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's it.
I was helpful on that one. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's W word is, you will get yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. 243-4351. It's a four-letter word beginning with W, meaning missing the target or a W load. 243-4351. You can use your gift certificate at Bogey's Cafe Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30 p.m. That's when they have their lunch buffets that you can bring your gift certificate to. It's an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell me today's W word?
Wide.
It is wide. And who is this?
Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis. Where are you calling from?
Springfield.
You got it, Mike. It is wide, W-I-D-E. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take to Bogey's here in Jacksonville.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Mike Lewis of Springfield, our winner today. Missing the target. You went...
Just wide.
Wide.
I went whiff with a single F, and it didn't work.
You missed it? You whiffed it.
Yeah, you whiffed it.
Is it... Wahide. W-I-D-E. Mike Lewis, our winner today. Congratulations to him.
All right, we've got to talk about the Scott County Fair. It begins in earnest today. The big days are today and tomorrow. They start winding down a little bit on Thursday. Had the pageant last night, so we'll talk about that after this first time out.
You know what we're missing? The beef weigh-in. It's right there.
I was going to say funnel cakes.
Oh, I totally had a funnel cake here. And those are one of those things, when you think of the fair, funnel cakes, corn dogs, lemon shake-ups, those are my fair food normally.
And I think they cover all major parts of the nutritional pyramid.
Bread.
Sugar.
Hot dogs, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lemon
eyes.
Shake-up. Hey, there's a little fruit in there. That's all good for you.
One of the more interesting animals around, llamas, will be judged at 11 this morning. If you've ever been around a llama before, they are truly intriguing.
I've been to a llama farm before, and they're unlike anything you ever seen.
They really are. They act differently than anything you've seen before. It's not a horse. It's not a mule.
It's not a push-me-pull-me.
It's not a push-me-pull-me. It's just a llama. Yeah.
They're neat, and they use them for their hair, I guess, and knit socks and all sorts of stuff out of that. But
I think overall they've got a pretty good disposition.
They're not spitting. Those are camels, right? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe a llama spits, too. You got me.
Llama judging. That's 11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 o'clock, and then a little bit later on, they have children's games at 3:30, pedal tractor pull at 4 o'clock, and then the dress review at 6:30 tonight. You can see the talent of the seamstress. And boy, as you well know, that is a lost art these days.
There are very few people that are regularly making clothing.
Yeah.
And if you can do it, following a pattern is what I've always done. I'm not somebody who goes up to you, measures you out, and tailors you a suit. I am not ever going to be that person. But if you can, if you can make a dress and it still looks like a dress when you're done, you should win an award. But I don't know, a lot of younger people, I don't know if they're really getting into that anymore or not. I know some people my age who are starting canning. Their parents didn't do it, and that's...
We canned when we were younger, and I watched my mom make clothing out of patterns, and it was fascinating to me. Now, did I want to do it? No. But I've got a daughter who does a little bit of dressmaking, so it's a lost art.
And you can win awards for it.
Exactly.
Nowhere else 4-H. Except for at the fair.
That's right, yeah. Scott County Fair in Winchester. We'll talk more about that when we come back. But through tomorrow and Thursday, and you talk about interesting animals, llamas at 11, goat judging tomorrow morning at 8.
And there are all different kinds of goats. But have you, goat cheese is actually made from goats? I don't think so.
It's not?
I don't know. I was thinking it was something strange.
Milk from goats and...
Goats and goats.
And milk produces first stages of cheese.
There are fainting goats. Have you ever seen videos of fainting goats?
Yes.
That
intrigues me. And I don't know if there's a...
Maybe little miniature ones.
Maybe there's a class.
Headbutton
ones.
Okay,
now we have all the fainting goats. They'll bring them out in the ring and
drop.
Then they'll just... And the one that drops first, that's the winner.
Yay.
I guess.
And the cool thing is, 4-H gets kids involved, and they're not all just kids off the farm. There are even city kids in there. But I know a friend of mine who has a child who is going to be showing some animals at the Scott County Fair. And you think about it, it is something you have to take care of. And I mean, that's a huge responsibility for a young person. So you're teaching them some good values at a young age to be out there doing that.
And teaching them to look after a creature, you know, that they have to care for, make sure that, in this heat and humidity, that they survive, that they're safe in storm activity and whatnot, and ready to go on show day.
Take pride in the fact that this is mine, and it might win.
Yeah.
And you never know. It could win.
And I don't know how attached they get to the animals.
Yeah.
That would be the thing you kind of go,
this is not a pet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Go, okay.
You're going to do what with it now? No.
Time to let go. So anyway, the pedal tractor pull at 4 this afternoon, children's games at 3:30. We wrap it up now. I don't need you there.
Things that make you go,
So here's my thinking on today's weather. This is why I think it's a fair day.
See, yeah, fair weather.
It's a fair day for the folks at the Winchester Fair. And by the way, thanks to all the sponsors who make the preview of the fair of this particular day possible. Here's why I think so. You've got temperatures are going to be in the mid-80s. That's not bad in itself. B, you've got winds out of the north.
Which makes for a nice breeze.
Yeah,
not that
it really does.
Southerly wind, but a nice breeze from the north always makes it feel nice.
Now, on the minus side, the humidity's still kind of high, but I think
we expect that every year at fair time.
Yeah.
July?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Illinois?
What we don't have is you don't have temperatures of 101 and humidities of 65.
Right. And we don't want that.
No.
It's
that's our last stretch this year. I'm happy camper.
Sweat bees, still dealing with those little things everywhere.
You know how you kill them?
Well, I can't smack them because they're too fast for me.
Ah, that's the key.
Really?
Next time you have one land on you, slowly put your finger and you can put it right on top of it.
Really?
Yep.
And here I'm swiping and I should not be.
No, just take your time and they just sit there. And
I did not know that.
If you want to pick it up and
trick them from behind.
Day.
They don't see it from above, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
and I don't notice that they're biting me too much. We went out and sat outside, silly like people, about 7:30 last night, and I got bit about 6-7 times, I believe, by mosquitoes. They got me in the dusk, dark. But earlier in the day, all I saw was sweat bees. Didn't see any mosquitoes. I don't know. They look mean.
So the dusk dark, what part of your body is that? They got you in the dusk dark.
In the dark, you know.
I'm thinking about trying a new thing to fight mosquitoes. The one that draws them in and sucks them up and traps them. I don't know whether it works or not. That's my question.
I read about a mosquito trap with a 2-liter bottle. Cut it in half, and inside you put some liquid. I have the three ingredients somewhere, not on me. I'll find out between now and tomorrow. It makes carbon dioxide by what you put in the water, and that attracts them, and then once they're in, they can't get out because they get in the water and they can't get out. And I said they're probably just laying eggs in there. It's not that they want to get out.
Then you have stagnant water, and then they produce eggs, and then they nymphs.
You literally put an ingredient in that causes it to bubble.
The key part of this bug trap that I was talking about, and it's not necessarily cheap, is that it produces an odor that attracts the mosquitoes. And anything else.
I don't know anybody who ever tried those LP tanks. You put them at the back of your yard and it blows out a... There are actually mosquito machines that you hook a LP tank to or little...
I see a fireball coming out of it.
You know, like you would cook on your grill, one of those little tanks. You hook it on there and you turn it on and it causes the carbon dioxide or whatever that mosquitoes like. And you're supposed to put it far away from the party, but close still in the area, and it causes the mosquitoes to go there as opposed to going to you. I don't know if it actually kills them or it just draws them in, and now you got a whole swarm of them hanging out back there.
But you don't want to go turn it off afterwards.
Kids, stay away from that.
Yeah. Keep the cigarettes away from it.
Something is burning back there, I'm sure, is how that's working, but mosquitoes.
Well, bring that in tomorrow. I'd be kind of curious to try that.
I will find out. Oh, and about the phone number. I heard you talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are switching from their home phones to cell phones.
Right.
And nowadays, you can take your home phone number and make it your cell phone number. So the phone number I had to my house can be on my phone, and I can move to Kansas City and still have that same phone number.
Really?
So you may have a Winchester number person living in Arnsville because they have the same phone number on their cell phone.
Okay. I can buy that. Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to
it. Makes as much sense than anything I can come up with, which makes no sense whatsoever. Are you going to be able to make it through this day without calling it Monday?
We'll try. Okay. I had to look at the date when I got here. I'm like, oh, it's the 26th already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to
Time
think about
is
that.
Flying by.
I don't want to think about that.
Have a good Tuesday.
You too.
Thank you.